What is your name and address?
George Towers, number 4, St Helen Street, Arnhem.
When were you born?
29th of 9th, 1916.
How long have you lived in this area?
Between here and West Wall's End, all my life.
How many children were in your family?
4 footballers and 3 vigro players.
What sort of work did your parents do?
Coal miner, my father. Mother's home duties.
Where did your parents come from?
Newcastle on Tyne in England.
Which schools did you go to?
West Wall's End.
What age were you when you left school?
14.
When did most people leave school?
At that time, 14 years old, that was as long as you could attend school.
Right. What was discipline like at school? Discipline?
Well, it was rough. Very rough.
Right. What subjects did you do?
Arithmetic, dictation. The regular work for these teachers.
Can you remember anything else about your school days? Did you ever get caned?
Not at school, but I used to get some leather in the arm off my father.
Did the girls get caned when you went to school?
No, they was put behind the screen. Punished that way, they put them back to the place of the wall in the corner. Right.
What sort of games did you play when you were young?
Football, tennis. Leather my arm. It was a favourite game too.
What were the most popular sports?
Football.
Football.
Soccer.
What did you do at weekends?
Well, we'd go rabbit trapping, camping in the bush.
Did you have any chores around the house?
No.
Did you have chores? Did your mum do it all? Did you milk the cows? Did you have any cows?
Not when I was living at home, but after I got married I had cows. Yes.
What entertainment was available in the area?
All waterfalls, picture shows. They used to run down local people in the town, my brother for one. Jack, Joe Shaw, Jack Curran. They was made up of waterfalls. Some of the local girls. Joe was about 6'2" tall.
Oh God.
And the girls used to be in their ballet, doing their ballet dance, and Joe would come out with a pair of shorts, bloom his horn and get in amongst them, and he was about 8 or 10 inches above them.
Did you listen to the wireless?
Yeah. Our favourite one was Dad and Dave.
Dad and Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonnie Leslie, that was the Dave's pig's name was Bonnie Leslie, and his brother-in-law Alf, he had a lady pig, Sally. Sally was the, and they used to have races with them. It was on the wireless, it was very popular. Everyone used to have it on. Everyone didn't have a wireless at the time.
Yeah.
And we used to march up and down the street at them that time, all the young fellas. And we used to stop in front of Mr. Bowie, Tom Bowie's place, and he used to bring the wireless out on the ground and say, oh, we could hear them.
Were there any picture theatres in the area?
2. One in the main street, opposite the Clyde Inn Hotel. I think it's vacant there now. There's a little brick building still standing there. And there was another one years ago, I did the asphalt flooring. It was down to the left of the side of Copper Mercy at the where the chemist shop is now. Go down to the next cross street. Goes down towards the bottom pub, hotel. It was on the corner. That asphalt flooring.
Can you remember any movies you saw?
The Gold Rush, Charlie Chaplin was in that. Yeah, we used to watch that too. Charlie Chaplin, the Gold Rush. Two big giants was in it. And they were going on this Gold Rush. There must have been all terrible lot of people. Say, for instance, about 3,000 people going on this Gold Rush. And ended up they all got blew away or passed away. And the two giants and Charlie Chaplin, there was only two left, and they come to a little cabin right up on top of a ridge, mountain type of real steep. And they demanded Charlie to cook them some food, and they had none. So Charlie got a billy can, took his boot off, and took the lace out of it, and put it in the billy can, and cooked it. So anyhow, one giant's chewing away at the boot, and the other one's making out that the lace was forgetting, and he's throwing it down his throat. So the two giants had the difference. Mm-hmm. And they're chasing one another from one side of the house to the other, and half of the house is over this edge of this cliff. And the house had balanced, and I looked at them and come back in there. I thought it was really funny. It was a serial type of thing.
Mm. What types of jobs have you had?
Oh, coal mining. I started off, when I left school, I started off on the sanitary car, 14, in the pits, and I ended up, when I retired, I was coal cutting machine driver. I was in the blacksmith shop too for a while, the stock manager number one.
How much were you paid?
And I was on the coal. I was on the coal at first, myself and Mr. Fred Chappell. We was working together and we used to £24 a fortnight.
Was that good? Was
that good money? Ten and a half shifts a week when the war was on. We used to work half a day on a Saturday morning. Yeah, that was good money at that time.
What were conditions like?
All right, the competent men there looking after us, directing the area and there.
How did people travel when you were young? By tram?
Tram and train. There used to be a train service from this wall then. The train used to start from where the football ground is at West Walls End there. And go down around the back of Arsenal. Back along to Barnsley School. Then past the shop at Barnsley. Past the powerhouse. Past the powerhouse into Copper Creek. That's where they first had the train run from Copper Creek to West Falls. And then there was another branch from Arnoldville, halfway to Killy. It used to go, a private mine that was, used to go out there to see number two coal in.
When did it stop running, the train service?
Of before I married.
So before 45 years ago. Must have been 45 years ago. A bit longer than 45 years.
Roughly 45 years.
Do people go into Newcastle very often?
Yes, by tram, right, mostly.
Yeah.
The tram terminus was somewhere near the train station, and it used to run from there around the bottom, almost the bottom of Westie, come up past the high school. The high school is now across the road just beside the high school. You might see a little mound there, type of thing. Now sometimes there's been the bulldozers being up there. I see it. Run along there, top side of the vestibule, and used to come out where them new homes was built there when you first get into Edith on the left hand side. Mm-hmm. That was the first tramp stop there. And on a Friday we used to, from school, we used to go to Salty swimming. We'd catch the train, I think it was a penny from Westie to Young Walls End, they call it there, then. And we used to walk from there over to the Salty Creek to swim. And we used to run through the main past the hotel at Young Walls End, and go past the squash courts. Just on top of that little rise of the squash courts, just a branch up the bush a bit. And that's where the branch line was up, okay? And it goes straight from there, straight through the Wall's End. And the branch line used to come back down to Archie.
Mm-hmm.
And through Bullaroo, to Spears Point, that was the terminal, Spears Point parking at Spears Point there.
How long did it take to get to Newcastle?
Well, the trains used to run from Newcastle to Wall's End then, and they used to get off the tram at Wall's End. The old station is, there was talk about going to Fuller down there where the car park is now at Wall's End. It's just the White Gates. We used to call it the White Gates. And you used to catch your train from there to town.
What were the roads like in the area?
Oh, no tar roads, no times with gravel roads or dirt roads.
Were they bumpy?
Same times the tram was running, they used to have what they called horse coaches. They used to run from West Wall's End to Wall's End. Peter James had the drags, they used to call them. They used to four horses or six horses in them. And he had his stables in Trelba Road, West Wall's End. He used to call it the livery stables. That's on that Weepo Street runs up from the park when you get to the police station.
Mm.
Next street past the police station is
Weepo
Road on the corner, on the next corner.
When did your family get your first motor car?
Daddy Christmas. Dad never owned a vehicle.
Didn't he? Right.
The horse and sulky used to be their transport.
What sort of clothing did you wear?
Oh, knickerbockers. Knickerbockers, they come to your knees with buttons on the side, just down below your knee, two little buttons used to be up the side.
What was it made from?
Well, Mum used to make them up out of a bit of Essien and whatever. Whatever you could get. There wasn't much money about them times. I think Dad sometimes used to work three days a fortnight at the pit. And of evening at 3 o'clock, if the whistle blew short at the pit, there was no work. But when it blew along, there was work the next day. That's how they used to know when there was going to be work. But nobody come around and told you that this goes on the sign of the short whistle and the long whistle.
Was the clothing comfortable?
Yeah, it was always warm.
When did you get your first refrigerator? Or did you ever have one?
Not when we were married.
What did you use to keep the food?
Oh, we had ice boxes at the time before the fridges come out. There was a single door at the front. The box was 3 foot high. About 18 inches wide. About the same, that's square, about 18 inches square.
How did people mine coal in the early days?
We often had a little little box made out of wood. And had a hole dug in the ground and bricked or cemented so the box would fit in. We used to put our butter and things, tomatoes and like that in there to keep it cool. Cover the top over.
How did people mine coal in the early days?
Well, pick and shovel. And the miners used to have what they call a stand. With a sharp point on the bottom and the top. And you could adjust it any length, like for 5 or 6, 4 foot. 7 foot, you could adjust it. And when he was born, hole in the bottom, you had a set of drills, 4 drills there was, from a foot up to 9 foot long. And wind with your hand, wind it in the first one, take it out and put the second one in and wind it in again. And you've got the last one in, the 9 foot one. And they used to have power, they used to call it Ajax. And they had caps and a fuse made out of coil that used to burn. And you put the cap in the powder, bind it so the cap couldn't come out. You put clay, they used to supply with clay, and you plug it up with clay after you put the plug in and the extra powder, what you think was necessary to blow the coal out, and used to light it with your lamp. You used to have a cardboard lighter or tallow light in the first place before the cable light was invented. You used to light that and go back around where you got the coal out the road and get behind the pillar, they used to call it. You used to leave a pillar of coal in. It was made, the pit was worked something similar to the streets in the town. The tunnel went into the coal through the dirt, the timbered all that to make it safe. When you got on the coal, you used to drive a heading, you'd call it. For instance, say the tunnel started at the street again. Apple Tree Road, come up of St. Ellen Street to the next cross street, and then they'd drive what they call a cutting that way, in the same, that street there, that's another end. So then they used to meet one another, and that was worked that way right through to the boundaries. And when they got to the boundaries, they used to take the pillars out that used to let the roof come down and stop from gassing up.
Was it really dangerous? Was it dangerous?
Oh, it depended again. A lot of people were caught with shoe neglect, mainly.
Can you remember any of the mine names that are closed down now?
Yeah. Val Killingworth. Sir number two. You'd had a air shaft off it out under the mountain. Soon number three that was. A little town they call it now. And then there was an old West Wall's End down at the football ground. Sam number two, it was up under Seahampton up there. It was down back of Seahampton in the gully. There was one at another shaft at Edgeworth. This was just where the new houses are now, left the inside, going out to, we'd gone out towards Oakville.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a shaft bigger than me.
Were there any strikes at the mines?
Yes, there were strikes, all the strikes there. Sometimes you could go to work and some blokes would have a win at the weekend on the racehorses. Dogs didn't feel like work on the muddy, and they'd take going because they didn't want to work, they wouldn't let anyone else work.
Do you recall any mining disasters in the area? Like, example, Bilbird disaster?
Yeah, one here. Killing with the West Wall's End number two, it blew up about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, roughly 2 years ago.
Any other? Do you remember the co-op store in Listy?
Yes. Probably tell you a lot of the main bloke's names that used to work there too. And there's still one of them alive, he's over 80, Roy Beattie's his name. He worked in the grocery department. Bill Timmons. Billy Groves. He worked in the haberdashery. Dick McLeod was the chemist. He was on the corner where the chemist shop is now. Chris Yorkby, he was the manager of the produce. Sandy Wickham and Bob Johnson used to be his labourers. Alf York was the hostler.
No.
Billy, he was the manager. After him, I think Mr. Christensen was the next manager. He was the last manager there, I think, Mr. Christensen.
What sorts of things were sold at the co-op store?
Well, you name it. You name it.
So everything was sold there?
Everything, bar of soap, and tea towel, you name it, you can buy anything there.
Did the store bring people in Westie together?
Yeah, most of them, they used to travel from Killingsworth, Wakefield, Midway. You know, Friday night shopping, they used to have late night and shopping on the Friday night. They used to come from Midway, Kelly, Wakefield, lots of Edgeworth too. Young boys in there.
When did the store close?
Yes, I'd say about 10, 12 years.
What were the main shops and businesses in your area?
Well, the store. Mr. and Mrs. Alf Priest had a confectionery shop in the main street. Mrs. Bell had the same type of business. And Mrs. Turnbull had a millinery shop. Bob Bill had a barber shop. His brother Jack had a barber shop too, next door to one another in the main street. Old Bill Miller had the hotel, the Clyde Inn. Kemp's had a mixed business next door to the Clyde Inn Hotel. Miss Lawson had a drapery shop next door to them. And there was a bank next to where the club is now. And the old building of the club was a wine bar before they built the club on it, and the monument's on the corner. Joe Hardy had a fish and chip shop on the opposite side of the monument on the corner, and they had a boot shop. Yeah, by the way, one night he was coming home, he used to get his fish sent to be training for the station at West End. And he used to drive his pony Johnny down in the cart. And it was raining, all was pouring rain. He hurried up after he put his two or three cases of fish in the back of the cart and started Johnny up, trotting uphill past Turnbull's, you know. Turnbull's had a funeral chapel, and one case of fish fell out and they slipped into the gutter and the water was running, singing out, "Fisho," Joe's calling out, "Fisho, Fisho, alive, oh, they're swimming in the gutter." Yeah, and then there was old Happy Jack Williams. He had a butcher shop next door to Mrs. Priest, in between Mrs. Priest and old Joe Hardy. Joe Dingham, a lot of people used to call him on the old time, Joe Dingham. That's about the history. Oh, and Powerlocks had the shop on the corner, they went with. Opposite the chemist at West End, the shop on the corner. Mm. Powerlocks had a mixed business there too.
Did you know anyone who went to the Great War of 1914 to 1918? Can you remember the Great Depression?
Yeah, I was only a kid going to school then.
What was it like to live then?
Well, we used to have the, get what they called dole rations. They used to give you coupons. Depending how many was in the family, you'd get a coupon for so much bread and so much milk and so much meat. If you wanted any blankets, you applied to the government for blankets. The police used to come and inspect you, to go through your house, see what you had.
Oh, that's terrible.
To certify whether you wanted them or not, if it was necessary.
How did you make ends meet?
Well, we often used to go up there to Sam Owens' tunnel, we used to call it. It was a, started off to be a mine. It only drove in a certain distance, not too far. And there used to be water all out the front, and the watercress used to grow in that. We used to go up there and get watercress to be on for tea.
Uh-huh.
At dinner time there was There were seven of us in the family, eight and seven. Folks that ran the one table. The things that were that scarce and hard to get. Vegetables, edible stock. You all sit in the table having tea, and if you put your fork in the pan and jumped off your plate, you'd have to be quicker than somebody else.
How were people in the area affected by the Depression?
There wasn't too many jobs, only in the business like the store. The store, that was about the only thing that kept was doing some of the people working in it.
What was life like during World War II?
Quiet, very quiet.
Did you fight in the war, or were you involved in the war effort?
It got compulsory training, that's as far as I got it was up at Rutherford and Largs. Got compulsory training, I think it was 6 months again, big 6 months.
You didn't go in the war, did you?
No.
Why?
I got transferred from the army compulsory training into the coal mines. That you was exempt if you worked in the coal mines or any heavy industry.
Was the School of Arts an important meeting place in Westie?
Yeah, that was mainly all the meetings was in there, and dances. It was dull meetings. War levels, what I was telling you before,
yeah.
The mother of Mr. Carnes and Barry Shaw.
Do you remember any large gatherings there or groups that met there?
If anyone was lost, they used to ring the fire bell and all the town would turn up. They knew there was something wrong. No,
yeah.
There was no smoke, they knew there was something wrong. In case it, for instance, if anyone got lost, one bloke, Huey Blakely. Huey Blakely, he went missing 3 days. And his wife informed the police, let it go for 3 days. So now we all sit out walking around the ridges and shoot up Sugarloaf and Blue Gum towards Curry. And there he comes walking down the track with his sugar bag, his swag over his back. He said he'd been up to his sister's over at Curry's for a couple of days.
Oh. Are there any other events that you recall in this area? That happened? Any others?
I don't know which one to tell you.
Oh. Start at the beginning.
Yeah, one funny one I thought I heard was old Tom Lord the Bullocky. He was a bachelor. He used to go in the bush, riding his pony in the bush, cutting logs and pit props. He had a bye-bye. Started to rain on the Thursday. Continued to rain until the Sunday. After dinner, I think I'll go home. After the rain, take up. So, coming home along the track, it was Steve Finch. He's riding his pony up there. Just got on top of the Finch. Looked along the track a little bit. The snake said, just come on the track, gallop his horse past him. So, it rained all the rest of the week. It eased up on the Sunday, on the Saturday evening. He decided on the Sunday morning, I'll go back out while the rain stopped now. He was riding his pony back Well, he seen the end of the snake when he was coming up, coming across the track, and his tail was just coming across. He said it was a week long.
In what ways has the district changed over the years?
Well, there's more population. The only part that hasn't improved is the main street.
Is it still the same as it was?
Oh, it was better in them days. There was the houses and shops built everywhere on the main street. But today, when the old picture show was pulled down, it's still nothing there. It's an eyesore. And along a little bit further towards the silent cop, there's another spare allotment there. Nobody seems to want to build them.
What about the kids? What do you think about the kids nowadays?
Oh, I can trot laugh at them.
What were the kids like back then?
No better. No better what do I have today. They're still full of cheek.
Yeah.